Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and they show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back. Another Sunday, the beginning of another week. We are at it again. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, Bo?
Yo, what's up? What's up, people? You know what I'm saying? I missed y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. You know, they tried to silence me last week. Conspiracy theories. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want me coming in. You know, speaking my truth, you know what I'm saying? But I'm back, man. I'm pumped up, though. You know, it was cool being on the outside.
Yeah, look, man. Mo was co-hosting from the text message.
The
you know,
yeah,
what
man.
We need to talk about now. You know, I said, okay, do your job, co-host. You know, don't get no greater. Yeah. Salute to our top five countries that are tuning in. United States, of course, number one. We love you. We love you. Salute to California, still holding it down. And everyone everywhere else around the United States that's tuning in. I'm going to start posting maps and stuff more. Canada, Dominican Republic, Republic of Korea, and Italy.
Shout out.
Shout out, man, Italy.
Salute to everybody tuning in, and all of the other countries that did not make the top five this week. You know, we have steady places that tune in and they're holding these spots down. So tell a friend and another friend and another friend, so we can get your country number one, your area number one, get your area, you know, up the list and up the ladder. So we appreciate everybody that tuned in all over the world to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mobius. How was your week, buddy?
Yes. Yo, my week was cool. You know, moving in the right direction. Shout out to the summertime, finally here. A lot of rest, a lot of just staying organized. You know, my week was good. It was just consistent. I kind of had like a bit of a victory lap. I told you I closed like a couple deals, so I got a little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a little chill. But now it's time to get back to it, get back to the bag, get back to the money. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, that was my week. It wasn't nothing spectacular, but it was cool.
Man, I had like my week was through the roof, bananas. I'm working. So yeah, I finally moved out of that house that was in the sticks.
Wow.
That I was just so upset that I moved there, but didn't know where I was. So I moved out of there, and I am in transition mode. I was doing some things, and I still was indecisive. I had a Piscean moment for a couple of weeks, like, do I want to stay here? Do I want to go to Atlanta? You know, I was very indecisive.
That's a fancy word. Piscean.
A Pisces. Like, you know, Pisces, they're Piscean. Aquarians, they're Aquarians. I'm an Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius, but one of my houses is in Pisces. I forgot which one, but it's indecisiveness. And so, you know, when I got a lot on my plate, just like this is a huge decision to like go to Atlanta or just move closer to the city. So, you know, I went back and forth in my head over and over. And then I finally, you know, made my decision. So now I have to walk in my truth and finish out the decision that I made there. But that was hectic. I've been working 6 days a week on my regular job. Again, of course, I'm cranking back up my YouTube channel, and that is Miss Lovely Black on YouTube. Yep, Miss Lovely Black, I think. Miss Lovely Black or the new Miss Lovely Black. I post the links, but I think it's Miss Lovely Black on YouTube. And you can subscribe to my channel. You can go through the new Miss Lovely Black.com. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK.com. Go through there and you can access the YouTube page and subscribe. I'm going to start doing all types of videos on the YouTube page. So I started getting that in motion. So that's kind of cool. Once I get settled and situated, we're going to start back recording the shows. But instead of trying to broadcast the shows on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook and all of that to do the lives, I'm just going to broadcast and upload the videos to upload some short videos to YouTube every week. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, chop it up and make it fun, and then you guys can come and listen to the shows in the archive. So that's another thing that we've been working on, and a couple other silent things. Keep in mind, Deranged Baby Mama 2 is coming out June the 13th, I think. So you can go on to Amazon and pre-order now. I'm going to start back with the book promo first thing in the morning. But also, you know, check out. It goes down in the DM. And Deranged Baby Mama 1, so you can be ready for Deranged Baby Mama 2. And then I'm coming right behind that one with Deranged Baby Mama 3. So make sure you stay tuned. You know, I'm on my writing thing. I'm in my block right now because I'm getting a lot of stuff done. But yeah, it's just a super busy week.
So what was the final verdict? You moving closer to Orlando? Like, you know, closer to the city.
Yeah, I'm gonna go closer to the city. In the city, just, you know, on the east side or the west side or something like that. But yeah, I keep playing that in my head. But you know, the support system when it comes to the kids is here. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not moving by myself anymore. You know, it's not me you know, living my life in the manner that I want to. You know, I got two small kids, so I have to keep that in mind, that, you know, that's a situation. And one of my worst fears happened where, you know, you're out of state and you really don't have a lot of family. I have one uncle that I do know, a couple cousins that I just found out that was there. But when I went in labor last year to have my youngest son, Juice, I had my then 3-year-old son with me, you know, and he was turning 4 in July, but he was 3. And I had to stay in the hospital for a whole week because I was in labor for 4 days before I had him. And I didn't have any family to come up there and get him. You know what I'm saying? And that's like one of your worst fears coming true. Like, okay, you really don't have family. We have people in Georgia, but not like that I'm comfortable with saying I would prefer Georgia. I don't have the support system that I need in Georgia at this time. So we're going to see how this goes for a year here and then, you know, kind of go from there. So it's kind of looking real good. So I'm not even mad. I'm actually more content with staying here now than I've ever been. You know, things have just started looking up across
another
the board.
Chapter too.
Being
you,
here
you know,
with family.
You have a different stage in your life. Being in your hometown, you know what I'm saying? So it's
yeah. And then I haven't been here. I haven't lived here per se. Like, just lived here in over 12 years. So, you know, it's one of those things. Like, hey, give it a chance, and you know, it just feels good for holidays to go and eat with your family, and you know, do stuff with your family, and yeah, your family call, hey, I'm coming over to have a drink with you. You know, you can do that stuff. You know, when you're away, you can't do all that. So. I've been chasing money for 12 years. I've been away from everybody, and I've, you know, developed who I am. Now, you know, I just want to spend that time with my family. I want to spend that time with my family and have at it that way. So, yeah, my week was super-duper long, but I am so at just I'm so happy. So, yeah, I'm in my zone.
Hey, that's what's
just up. Just make a damn
mistake.
Still
what did you do? You say what?
This nigga damn near Florida still double dutching. What the hell?
Well, double dutching what?
Atlanta, Florida. Atlanta, Florida.
Your mind. I get those moments, man. I do. Because, yeah, it'd be
like
big decisions. Like, I don't care. I'm not going to sit out and say, I got to sit down because of my age. I'm going to always be moving, you know? So it just time to take a break.
I feel that.
You never know. You might look up, and I'm in New York.
Oh, woo! Snap. You coming to
they
my neck of the woods?
They got
snap.
Enough beds in New York.
Right, New York.
You say you're snitching.
They got
right
enough what?
I said they got
enough beds
in New
York.
York.
You know what? Yeah. Well, how old 21 of your baby mamas move?
21 of them? Yeah, if I had 21 of them, I would be on the phone with you right now. I'd be reading your book.
I'll
be the source material.
Okay, it's 8 or 9 of them, right? How the gang doing?
Oh man, fucking kids. What's wrong with you?
You know. How was your week?
Shit, man, I'm old. My week was my week. I made money. Shit, yesterday was my mom's birthday, so, you know, I kept to myself and shit. You know, that shit go.
That's what's up, man. What's up,
though?
Oh, well,
yeah.
You sound bored.
Yeah.
So tonight we're talking about.
What you did for your mama's birthday, nigga?
Huh?
Come on. What you did for your mama's birthday?
Well, you know, that's next month. And, you know, I be feeling all kind of just, well.
Hey.
Now, I was just
and
joking.
My mom's birthday
you know,
was yesterday. I fucked the movie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So you stayed in the house. You stayed in the house. You ain't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. It sounds boring. I know you ain't do nothing.
Jeez. Hey.
But anyway, bro, so what's up with this old lame-ass topic
yeah.
that you picked up the last
yeah.
minute? You know what I'm saying? Like, she had a whole fucking week that
no,
she won't put this shit up 5 minutes ago.
I know.
No, I did not.
Nope.
It wasn't. I actually posted it like 7-something this morning, so it wasn't a last minute topic, and it's a real life.
It was coming.
Yeah,
okay.
Why are black women? Why are black women? Well, I don't know. No, that's probably when I did it. I think I got to start putting the shows up online earlier. But why are black women criticized for the same thing that white women are praised for? And that's a real life topic.
What?
So, you know, I chose this topic because I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this video on the Shade Room, and somebody else said it first. So I was thinking it, and they said it. I said, okay, let's talk about it. And it's this white girl, you know, white girl Becky, and she twerking some. She in these little booty shorts, and poor white girl, she's twerking, you know. And they they praising her, and you know, yeah, she's verified, and she teaches twerk classes, so she's verified. She got like 1.something million followers, whatever.
Oh,
now
awesome.
You also got Miss Twerk something. You got Miss Twerk something that actually was in Usher's video that's, you know, super well known. I mean, she has on clothes. She can twerk and tight to whatever. You know, Miss Twerk something do her thing, you know. She twerk, you know, in booty shorts too. But, you know, Miss Twerk something does the same thing, and she's not verified. So you have some men, the men that look at Miss Twerk something, they're perverted, you know, whatever the case may be. She does the same thing that this white woman does, and oh, my God, white Becky does it. And, oh, it's a big deal. But, you know, Miss Twerk some, she's not verified. She's very popular. She's done all different types of things. When white women do porn, when they do porn and they retire and they have this extravagant life and, oh, my God, she had a career in porn. You know, black woman, she do porn. Oh, she's a hoe. You know, like, of course. You know, I mean, it's just a double standard.
I'm here for this topic tonight.
Huh?
All right, how about we just finish the motherfucking story?
I'm here for this topic tonight. I'm here for it.
Okay, well, yeah, but it just okay. A white woman, you know, when she's freaky and she's going over the top and you know all of this. Oh my God, you know she's a good one. You know she likes BBCs and you know I love her. But then when a black woman does it, oh, she a slut. You know, you get black men, they go and they plan babies with white women. You know, you planning this because she allows you to run over her, do whatever it is that you want to do. But when it comes to a black woman, it's out that ain't my baby, and I ain't trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's that double standard that black women and white women have. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we were, you know, raised different, but the double standard is it's crazy.
All right. So, I mean, tee it up. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you're ready, I'm ready to.
I'm ready. I want to hear what you got to say.
All right. So, we're going to
start off with the twerking or the porn, bitch, because he got excited for the porno conversation.
Yeah, both of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited all the way around. All right. So, look, first off, I'm going to hit you on the twerk. Now, I haven't seen the two women that you're talking about, so I can't really. Now, wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. What does you mean when you said one is verified and one isn't? What does that mean?
Like, she got a blue check. The white girl got a blue check, and all she do is twerk all day. Twerk some. Twerk some got a whole twerk team. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, like on Instagram, the blue check, like, you verify, you know, you a public figure.
I'm thinking about money.
Like,
yeah, what determines if you verify?
Your popularity. So, you know, Miss Twerk some is, you know, it's popular as well. But okay, you know, she a white girl. She does twerk classes, and you know, Miss Twerk some got a whole twerk team. Of course, Miss Twerk some go way harder than a white girl. You know, but because she's a white girl, she's doing it. It's just, I mean, she didn't make the shade rule. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so
twerk some go hard all the time.
Here's my take on it. All right, now. Maybe I'm a little disqualified because I'm black on both sides. When I say that, it's like I love my black women to the fullest, but I'm going to keep it 100 on certain things. But I'm just not attracted to white women at all. Like, I
sure
don't do it for me. But I will say this, though. There is some exceptions to the rule. And the exceptions to the rule for me to even look at a white chick is she got to be built like a black female. And she gotta just know black culture. You know what I'm saying? She got to just know the culture. You know what I'm saying? Then maybe I can give her, you know, a little shout out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what I'm thinking is this whole twerk something video. I mean, generally, usually white women is like really friendly. It's like also to the only white women that even somewhat turn me on is like the southern ones, the one that's just like, you know what I'm saying, the ones with the cowboy boots, the blonde, big ass, you know what I'm saying, them southern fair white women with the little accent. Them, and them the ones that might be able to twerk a little something, you know, the cowgirls. Them the only American white women to turn me on, slightly. So what I'm just trying to say to this is, generally, white women, you know, it's all cookie cutter and, like, you know, flat back and big titties and all that shit, big titties and all that. You just don't do it at all for me. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they ain't down with the culture at all. I just don't even, they don't even get a look at from me. And a lot of times, I
but we're not talking about what you like. We get it.
Okay,
don't worry. We're talking about in
general. No, he was getting to the point of analogy, man. It's a fucking analogy. Let's get one thing straight. When it comes down to white bitches and black bitches, right? Yeah. When it comes down to shaking that ass, pee popping, twerking, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
The majority of what you see online and TV, right, is black. Regardless of fact, black. Now, when you see a white bitch, it's a novelty because it's so far and in between, right?
Exactly.
So you got to look at it like this. When it comes down to being black, we only make up 12% of the population. There's more of them than us, okay? Mm. So when she starts doing some shit that no other white bitch can do, she's going to have a bigger white following. Don't get me wrong, she's going to have some niggas, because niggas are going to be like, woo, boy, look at that white girl, shake that ass. So she's going to have more followers because there's more of them than us. She's a fucking novelty. How many black females do you know that can shake their ass? Like, damn near all of them.
Exactly.
You might have like 5 or 10 of them that you don't know that can shake their ass. But then, you know, when it comes down to white bitches, you can count them on your hand.
I can't.
Like, you know exactly who it is. Shut up.
Exactly.
You know exactly who it is when it comes down to white folks shaking their ass. Like, all right, it's a small group of them.
Exactly.
So,
everything ain't always racist. Everything ain't always racist or something like that.
But I ain't saying that. I'm saying double standards. We're saying double standards. So okay. So you say okay.
You,
so what about
now? When you talk about double standards, when you read the comments, everybody get called a slut in the comments. Like, look at that little filthy slut.
Yeah, no matter what.
That's like watching what.
They was really praising her in the comments. That's just like, okay, so you put a black girl out there.
There's always going to be that one motherfucker calling her a slut. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going to say, you're always going to have any calling her a slut.
So what
now
I'm trying to say
is
they was really
when you read the damn comments, when you read the black girl shaking her booty.
I like social media.
You're going to have 20 million calling her names. You know, you got that one. You got 20 million because we always down bad for each other. But, I mean, just in the porn industry, you know, they look, oh, my girl, she used to do this and do that, you know. And it's like when it comes to white girls and black girls, they look that completely different. Now, what is your take on that?
I don't see
that. No.
There's
only certain porn bitches that actually get out and still have a fucking name for themselves, as opposed to the majority of the motherfuckers wind up on some other shit, wind up in the fucking the bunny ranch hoeing out and shit like that.
Yeah,
so like, nah, I don't agree with that either too.
Like, them, like
black. Hey, I follow them pornos. Me and porno bitches like me is like fucking hand and brain.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, smooth city expert on the
pornos.
Look, so
I'm a connoisseur of porno bitches.
Connoisseur of porno bitches. So, yo, and here's the thing that I'll say about black women in porn. The black women, they can get in and get out. Sometimes they can get in and they can maneuver. You know what I'm saying? Like, but them white chicks, once they start doing, they get slutted the fuck out. Like, to the point, I can't even watch white porn. Like, white chicks, I cannot even watch them. Like, because they get slutted the fuck out. And it just looks, it looks like yuck. Like, it just
looks
like
that look good
to me.
That should look beautiful.
What, really?
I love
unless
all them bitches.
Like the twerk chicks? Nah, man. Like, them, like...
White, black, Spanish,
Brazil,
Asian.
Because it might sound like kind of racist and stuff like that. But it seems like it'd be them, like, trailer park looking. And I hate to say it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, and they just like, man. Like, yuck. Just ran through.
God.
Like, nah, man. That's just me. But it's the black women, it seems like they can maneuver. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't... It don't take a toll on them like it seemed like the white chicks. The white chicks, when they get into it, they just get, I don't know. It just seemed like it just totally like.
No, I'm speaking on how the perception is. Like, I mean, of course, you know, I did it for quite some time, you know, 2009, 2013. It's just the whole perception. who is one of the most fortunate ones to get out and still maneuver and do what I do and still keep a name for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not everyone, you're absolutely right, not everyone can do that because they don't know where to go and they are just trained, okay, you are, you have no value because now you're out. There's a lot. You know, get out and then do CAM and so on and so forth, and they're still looked at in a different light.
I know
white women that have gotten out, and then, you know, she's an icon, she's a star. You know, when it comes to black women, you know, she ain't nothing. You know, I mean,
really?
just
cool
in general.
Give me some examples, Ms. Loving Black.
No.
I need some examples.
No, mind you, don't get me wrong about the example shit. I understand where she's coming from that aspect. But you still got to look at it like this. There's more of them than us. So them bitches that look like icons and shit like that, when they get out of making porn, they still are in the industry in some shape, form, or fashion as opposed to, like, going out featuring at clubs, et cetera,
okay.
et cetera, doing radio
okay.
shows just like you, just like the other white bitches, doing a little sportcasting and shit like that. Is there a double standard? Of course. There's more of them than
okay.
us.
Okay.
We will always
okay.
treat ours worse than theirs because, hey, call it what you want. When it comes down to generation after generation after generation after generation of degrading the value, you're going to degrade. You know what I'm saying? It's like a crab in a fucking barrel. There's always going to be somebody trying to push you down or pull you down. So, yeah, I get the double standard with that shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's all about how you market yourself. A lot of these hoes come in the game. They come in already escorting. So you was already a motherfucking prostitute. You did a few movies thinking that, hey, that's going to help my little prostitution game. That's what the new bitches are doing anyway. When it came down to original porn, right? Original porn was like you didn't do the prostitution thing because you didn't want to be accessible to the public. So all you did was the porn. So you had more and more people looking at you as not star, but more of a fantasy. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
More
okay.
of a fantasy still. Like, when it's a fucking fantasy, you put them on a pedestal. So it depends on your generation. But then, for all those that actually utilize their popularity, hey, man, God bless you. But then some hoes, they just didn't do it that way. When it comes out to the black females, hey, if you didn't do the interracial shit, you wasn't getting paid anyway.
Mm.
So if you wasn't sucking a white dick, then you wasn't getting paid.
Well, look, this is real talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I just wanted to say this too. You know, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I just have preferences. Yeah, I'm not.
That's a lie.
I'm really not.
We all have racist moments, which means we got a racist bone in our body. Everybody got a racist bone in their body.
No, I don't think I really do. I really don't. I don't.
Yes, you do.
When was the last time
you fucked a white bitch?
But that's my preference, though. I'm not
exactly.
racist. But I just told you. I told y'all, you know.
But racism is a preference. You need to understand that. Racism is a preference. You prefer black bitches over white hoes.
I do, but that's
when was the last time
racist?
You fucked an Asian bitch?
I don't like a black women.
Exactly.
I can both. I don't even like Spanish women like that.
See? Look at the preference. You're a fucking racist.
Do it for me. Black women, you know what I'm saying? But so just in case, if one day 20 years later I'm running for office and they run this tape back, and they're like, "Oh, remember back in 2019, you know, Mo Benz was saying racist comments and all this." I just want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? I have preference.
Now look,
that's it. Well, let's continue.
Remember in 1982, I was putting out racist statements, and I was born that year. Fuck it. Give a fuck.
But that's the novelty part when you're talking about the twerk stuff. Like, it's just like Tiger Woods with golf. Like, you know, like when Tiger Woods came on the scene, you didn't see that. You didn't see like a young black male, you know what I'm saying? Even though Tiger says otherwise, but you know, looking at him, you say that young
That's a good ass topic. But at the same time, we need to understand one thing. Remember how they used to treat biracial babies back in the 80s? You know what I'm saying? The 90s and shit like that. When Tiger Woods came out, we tried to claim that boy. But before he came out, right, we didn't even fuck with him like that. Man, fuck you, you old half-breed-ass motherfucker. So when it came down to that motherfucker saying he was black, man, fuck that. Nope. I ain't black. I'm, what the motherfucker, Kevin Amazing or some bullshit? He's black. He's Cambodian and he's white.
Some crazy. But he, you know, look at him. I mean, he's got, you know, chinky eyes.
No,
he's a black dude.
But fuck how he looked. It's about how you treated that motherfucker before he made it. You treated him like shit, but then when he made some of himself, then you want to try to claim him.
To me, it's always been the case. I mean, you have mulattoes, but as blacks or African Americans, American Africans, however you want to classify us, our melanin is so strong that 9 times out of 10 we're gonna have the dominant features. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's
why. Well, yeah, I give you six out of ten.
All right, six out of ten. All right, maybe
nine out of ten. No, can't even say that, Dick. Nigga, I got white people in my family. White, blonde hair, blue eyes. And both their parents is black as midnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know. But what I'm saying is they still, you wouldn't say they look more white than black, though.
Well, yes, I would. I said they came out with fucking blonde hair and blue eyes. They whiter than white. What the fuck you mean?
All right, well, you know, I'm just saying. From what I've seen, it just seems like that's why it's like that. You know what I'm saying? Because our genes, like, look at Obama. Obama's biracial, but if you wouldn't say he's a white guy, you say he's a black guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, when it comes down to my paycheck, Obama's a fed too. Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that's how it is. And because like, you know, whites or whatever, here's the thing. They can become extinct. They were the one race that could become extinct. So that's why they go so hard with trying to keep it white and pure and all that stuff, because you know what I'm saying? That's why. Look, check this out.
Man, we got off topic.
No, hold on. No, I got stuff to say. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I got some stuff to say. You know, and look. I'm black on both sides. I don't have any kids yet, but you know, and I know that's what happens.
Hey, bro, you want a few? I got a few on the way. Don't take one.
Yeah, you know, but what I'm just trying to say is this. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I can bust another one just to have a black ass baby. You know what I'm saying? Just make her have a black baby. You know what I'm saying? Just
black ass. Nigga, you ain't dirt.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, like, whatever the case may be, even though I'm not attracted, I don't want to have, but, you know, that's just
how he came out saying he don't have no children.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have no children.
Well, your wife's fucking mad with you.
But yeah, so that's just. It's just interesting, you know, how you can just make them have a black baby. You know what I'm saying? I always thought that was just kind of interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like that, my sperm is that powerful that I can just turn you
black.
Man,
we need to get back on these the difference between black females and white females.
Yeah.
Like, we done went off topic, motherfucker. Like, shit. Meanwhile, black on the phone, quiet as a motherfucker. Like, these niggas are doing.
I'm just like, whoa. It's not let me get off topic.
Yo, you know, I wasn't here for you. You know what I'm saying? So I got some stuff to get off my chest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's make men again. So, hashtag, let's make men again. So,
manish. Okay. Go ahead.
Black. So, I think that we need to kill this narrative, and it starts with us, you know, like last week, you know, it's hashtag let's make men again. I think we need to start supporting each other as opposed to tearing each other down. We are our biggest enemy, and the people that, you know, it's more of them, like Smooth said, than it is of us. But we tear each other down so bad when we do anything, and when we can sit back and we can learn at how others deal with their race when something happens, we can take a chapter out of their book. I mean, when you look at the people, they do something wrong, and it's okay, let's demolish them. And then you get mad at the courts when the courts demolish our people, and we talk about injustice, but we open up the door and we allow them to create injustice because when something happens with our people, look at Bill Cosby. You know, we allow them to railroad Bill Cosby and any gay riot and be lifted for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a lot of tricked
out. It was a lot of tricked out.
They was mad with Bill. They got mad for Bill. They got mad with Bill because Bill told them to stop calling each other niggas. They ain't like Bill fans.
Bill got, you know, Bill had to chill though, man. That's my guy.
Damn.
You know, I love the Cosby Show.
My dog.
But yeah.
But I mean, it's a cultural thing. Think about it like this. When was the last time you actually bought a CD for an artist you like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to just listening to that shit for free.
No, boy, you asked the wrong person. I'm still, you know, sometimes I feel ashamed.
You're weird, okay?
That's what
you're very
what
weird person.
To,
you probably like the last motherfucker that still do that. But
yes, I am. For CDs,
like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, notice I said as opposed to listening to this shit for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When it comes down to the white people, they still buy the CDs.
Nah,
these motherfuckers still making money off some fucking CD sales. They go to the concerts. They go to everything else. They support the fuck out of their white people.
I think that's more of an age thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that's not an age thing.
Because we've been doing that shit. Nigga, hey, as opposed to buying that shit, we always looking for that free shit. Why you think the bootleg man got popular?
Well, true. I mean,
these motherfuckers was always out there selling CDs and shit.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find I'm in New York. It was the bootleg capital. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if I can find a bootleg, you got it 2 for $5 or $5, and it's a hot
two for
price,
five.
I'm gonna get it. Yeah,
shit, boy, they got better deals out here. You get 10 for $10. Who's that?
That's not, but you get up here. They had the picture and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it looks like shit, like, you know.
Yeah, we don't need a picture, man. We just need the
music.
You're all good.
Yeah, see, other spots, they were just burning it. Like, all right, we're just burning the cop. Give me a dollar. But up here, you know, they really.
So back to the black business. We be getting off topic.
What's up?
Damn, black bro, you ain't even regulating shit. Hey, she's so disinterested in this.
That's no topic.
We,
I know, yeah.
Right, we done took this bitch over. Hey, you can tell we don't want to talk about this shit.
Why are black women criticized? Cause that, I mean, other than that, what else would you say? Is there any other instances that you see that black women?
The dancing, the porn industry, just overall in general, like everything. You know what I'm saying? A white woman can have five kids. A white woman can have five kids and, oh, she's a proud mother. When it comes to us black women having multiple kids, especially once you get over three, you want more kids? Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's everything, every aspect of the world. You know, people know I want one more kid. Okay, another year, maybe two. But, you know, when they hear from some studies like me, like our people, you know, you want another kid? Are you kidding me?
No, you can provide.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, I'm not kidding you. I waited to get this old to have my children for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So I had, you know, I lived a hell of a life. I've traveled. You know, I've done everything that I just the life that I wanted to
do. Do you really think, though, black women get like you just said? Like, I'm just saying, though, if you're financially stable and you can afford to have multiple children and you want to have a big family, you really think they get slack about it?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem that way to me. If you're financially
and you ain't
stable,
got no kids.
Don't
open your mouth when you come out
on
the train. You need to make one.
I'm on the outside looking.
Make
one.
Everybody on this phone is a damn parent except for you. You're the odd man out. I won't get you one.
Exactly. Ms. Muffin Black got three. I know, you know, Smooth, you got about at least 9. So, look, I ain't the big
11.
11. You know, wow. So, y'all know.
He got 11.
Why would you get flack for it? You really, if you can afford them, like, have them. You know what I'm saying? If you enjoy children, have them. And it used to be like that because
You know, because when we look back to our parents, we just go back one generation. I'm sure your parents, my mother had, it was seven of them, and my father was five of them. You know what I'm saying? My wife's side, her father had 14. Father had like 14. It was 14 of them, and her
right.
Side
but
was
that
12,
and that's
so,
how, we don't make that anymore
different.
Because we feel
yeah.
like okay, we want to run with the narrative like okay, you know. Want us to have children. They don't want us to have children, and they taking the fathers out of their lives. And it's like, no, the fathers are removing themselves out of women's lives because if you she wouldn't have to go get help from the system. How about that? It starts there.
That's a fucking lie.
So I just think that
that is a fucking lie. Free shit will always be free shit. People gravitate towards free shit. Fuck what you talking about on that. Nope. Hell no.
But y'all gonna game together. Y'all gonna get it together. You ain't. It ain't gonna be without him there. He gonna be right there scheming. You and your baby mama or whoever.
It's free shit. Motherfucker don't understand. Like they've been plotting that shit for years when it comes down to that free shit.
Nah, but that free shit keeps you caught up. You know what I'm saying? That free shit ain't good. That's not good. That's what they want you to do.
It's not.
So
if you know how to play, listen, they tell you that in order to get food stamps or Medicaid, you got to put your baby daddy on child support. Listen, tell them motherfuckers you don't know who your baby daddy is. That's as easy as pie. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Tell them motherfuckers you don't know where he at.
Yep.
Them hoes want that free shit. They
it's
want that free shit, too.
Get you free,
motherfucker.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the way that we look at each other versus, you know, how we look at somebody that's not even, you know what I'm saying, been through the same struggle. You would think that we would look at each other like having to go through the same struggle in a manner like, okay, dog, I feel where you're coming from. We had it bad too. You know what I'm saying? But we look at each other like we are better than someone else. That's why I'm always dropping game, you know what I'm saying, on my social media accounts. I'm not dogging nobody out, and you know, the shoe fits, and it may be a little too tight on you. I'm not trying to put a blister on your foot. I'm trying to make you understand, like, listen, I done been there too. You know, I done been in the trenches, and the only way I got out is from lessons. You know what I'm saying? Life brings you lessons and blessings.
Yeah.
I learned from what I went through, and I wanted change, and I wanted to level up. I don't look at anybody else that went through what I went through and said, oh, okay, you know, you stupid. No, I don't think no one's stupid. So I think, you know, the narrative is that we got to start looking out for each other because there's nobody greater than the African-American woman, than the African-American man. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand our power and live within that moment instead of trying to tear each other down. I mean, we are the bomb. We are it. So, you know, we are so hard on each other, you know, when somebody else can do the same thing that we doing, and we don't want to give them their props, but we gonna continue to level up, and that's been put and beat in our brains for so long. That's how they still winning. It don't matter that it's more them than us. They gonna still win because we taught to praise them and step on each other, and we gotta stop stepping on each other because that's what they praise each other.
And the main thing that I hate too. I get into this topic a lot of times with my fellas, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my fellas is all my age. And, you know, like, I'm a guy. Like, even you guys thought I was one of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course I'm a guy. But I'm just saying.
Hashtag happily married man.
Happily married man. You know, I'm a guy.
Savage gentleman.
The savage gentleman. You know, to keep my ear to the streets. You know what
hashtag
I'm saying?
Hashtag let's make me agree.
Yeah, hell yeah, let's make men again. So, hashtag manish. So, you know, what I was just, you know, I just
hashtag,
like young
I don't want babies.
Nah, I ain't
no, I'm okay, I'm going to get off.
But what I'm trying to say is this, you know, I love young energy, you know what I'm saying? I love the streets, you know, styles and everything come up. But what I'm just, lovely black, I hate to see the older generation hate on the new generation and vice versa. But I see more of people my age hating on, like, just
fuck
the young
niggas.
Generation just because, yeah, look, there goes Smooth right there. Smooth fell right into the trap. I set the trap, and he walked right into it. Like,
that shit was already stated. Fuck these new niggas.
Exactly.
Fuck real shit.
I don't
hate these old soft-ass motherfuckers. Little tight-ass parents and their booty
look,
hanging
look,
down.
Look, boom, there we go.
They got their fingers in their booty, talking about their man. How the fuck you be a man with a purse on, you fucking sissy? Nah, fuck them new niggas. Now finish your statement.
Yeah. That was it. I just made my point. You sound like a lot of my fellas. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know, we all around the same age, maybe on that same set. I'd be like, yo, give it a chance. And like, you know, when you was that age, you didn't have all the answers at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, don't act like Smooth when you was younger. You didn't have your pants sagging for a little bit.
No, I had a belt because I was raised with a belt. I'm a man.
All right, boy, come on, man. All right, well, most people.
Yeah, ain't no saying.
He was military. You forgot. He
right.
came from a military background.
Straight belt.
That's a little different.
Walk around my
what
booty.
I was in, yeah.
Ain't no invitation to this asshole. You know what I'm saying?
That was. All right, so I get that. But, person that didn't have that military, upbringing, you know what I'm saying? It was just a style. And, like, and then you get older and you mature. You know what I'm saying? So. You just got to give these young cats, time to mature, man.
Like you
wasn't that age before. That's
like, you're not paying attention to it. It started with a little fag. Mm-hmm. Remember the little fag where you was able to just read the top of the damn boxer shorts, right? But now the pants is underneath the booty. You see what I'm saying?
I
we're degrading. We got purses now. We're wearing makeup.
No, you see one person and you just...
Wrong. It's not just one person
because
let me tell you something. If it was just one person, then that'd be one thing. But when you got a whole community acting, saying, "Man, that's just swag. That's how they do it." When you start defending that shit, then it's just more than one person.
Nah, man.
It's a damn fashion trend now.
Prince started that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Prince started. First of all. Before Prince, you had Little Richard. You had everybody that did rock and roll. You see what I'm saying? That was the culture back then. They was on acid. They was on fucking LSD. They was on weed, heroin.
You're getting the same shit again, man.
Matter of fact, Prince done killed so many people since he died. Then nobody knew about that damn. What's the name of that shit again? What's the name of that shit that's killing everybody right now?
You want Percocets?
No, not Percocets, man. What the hell wrong with you? We talking about that good shit that they putting in cocaine and heroin and everything else like right now.
Damn.
What's the name of that shit?
I
was just talking about that the other day and I forgot the name. But anyway, but Prince killing everybody right now after he died. Nobody knew about that shit.
Prince, that's what you said.
Prince died. Everybody like, man, what are you overdid on? And then everybody started getting that shit. They cutting that shit with everything now. What is the name, Blank? Help me out.
Molly?
No, not Molly, man, because that's MDMA. We ain't talking about the Molly. We talk about where Prince died from. Because, like, they started...
There's so many conspiracy theories.
Ain't no conspiracy theory. Motherfucker, that is some shit on your ass. That shit's so strong. If that shit touch your skin, you get high. What is the name? I know that... Oh, well, fuck it. I'll figure it out. But keep talking.
Don't come back. Oh,
damn.
I mean, that's all I was trying to say. You know what I'm saying? And then plus, too, the thing that I always get, like, in the culture, that we came from, it was like baggy shit. You know, when the baggy shit got all crazy. You know, now I like how cats is wearing some clothes. You know, your clothes should fit. Your clothes shouldn't be 2-3 times bigger. You know what I'm saying? I look back at some of these older pictures. I'm like, yo, what the fuck was I thinking? You know what I'm saying? Baggy ass whatever on. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying, man, it's all culture, man, and we shouldn't be hating on the next person, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, get a young cat some time.
Right.
Sure. And same thing with, that's it. That's all I want to say.
Don't uplift somebody before we uplift each other. We got to start uplifting each other and stop trying to put somebody ahead of us. Okay.
You said what it was called? Fentanyl?
Yeah, that fentanyl. Man, they mixing that fentanyl and everything now.
Weed is about as far as I would go. I was telling Black a couple episodes ago some shrooms or like LSD with the right people. But other than that,
mushrooms.
Yeah, shrooms. But it would have to be with the right people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make sure I have a good trip. You know what I'm saying? If I was to do something like that, but other than that, it's really just weed.
I ain't trying to bite nobody's face off.
We was on vacation somewhere like. On a nice beach in Jamaica, Hawaii.
He gonna get high on control of the fucking white girl. I was tripping.
That might be like
I was tripping.
Well, I mean,
where I'm like,
she was coming. Went, you know, I had to be like in Colorado or somewhere, like in Denver or something like that.
And then I might go down. But yeah, so
yeah,
you know, okay. I said I had some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we got all sorts of
any other things. So I get it. You know,
no, because I know you wasn't in next last week, so I'm gonna let you take it away and you know give your little updates or whatever and get into your little news and whatever. And, you know, we're gonna go from there. You're so stupid. We're gonna go from there.
Oh, you ready to get into the chop up already?
No, what
are the follow-ups you have? We got 39 minutes. We got 40 minutes. So out of 40 minutes, you know, I know you wanted to chime in last week, and you really couldn't chime in last week.
So let me give you what I thought about last week's topic. So last week's topic was, are men the new women? And I was like, what are men? But, you know, I kind of maybe see maybe when people come across and say something like this, like, you know, the times that we living in, you know, where, like, men aren't in the household, you know what I'm saying, as far as raising kids and, you know, so many single mothers raising kids. And then when you got a single mother that's raising a boy and raising them into a man, you know, so that's why I was really feeling what y'all had to say. I thought y'all made some good points, you know what I'm saying? And I agree with the topic. Like, you know, like, let's make men again, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, all this, like, you know, homosexuality that's in pop culture, you know, it gets to be too much. And I was thinking to myself, too, you know, as a kid of the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just shit that I used to watch. It just was showing how to be a man. It's all some man shit. You know what I'm saying? Like subliminally, like, you know, G.I. Joes and He-Man and Transformers and shit. Now, I don't know what the fuck the kids watch now. I don't have any kids.
Captain Cave, man.
Yeah, shit like that. But now, I don't know what the kids are watching. All these culture, sex appropriate shows where it could be either character, you don't even know if it's a guy or a girl. Like, what's the
right.
You know? Yeah, so
the child got big ass titties.
Yeah, like yeah, when we was younger, you know, like I watched G.I. Joe, Aranis and Scarlet, they was bad. They was just bad.
And you understand that they are pushing an agenda, because when we were growing up, our shows was pushing real life, you know what I'm saying, agendas and even our cartoons, The Proud Family, you know, they was tackling real life issues and the Cosby shows and, you know, stuff like that. And they took those shows off to push agendas with drugs, crime, and transgenders and gays. And that's what you have filled on our TV, where when we were growing up, we had an example of what real family is, and now they're trying to get you to accept the agendas that they're pushing. And that's why,
exactly,
you know, we went through this whole fiasco with Bill Cosby, because he wanted to buy into a major network, and guess what? He was going to stop the agenda that they were pushing. And these white folks, they paid people to come out of the woodworks to speak against him, rather, you know, he was doing it wrong or right. If he wasn't trying to buy that station, then he wouldn't have all these issues. And
because
that's the white man's narrative. The white man really doesn't create anything. They go and they steal what somebody has created and put their name on it. They go and take the land, they take everything. So, you know, the people that they say, oh, this guy, he created it, I have to go and do my further research, because when you tell me a white man created something, I know that there's somebody somewhere that he went and stole it from and then put his name on it and said it was here. So when it comes to that, you have to understand with you and Swirl that these white folks will hold their...
Yeah.
Because the media pushes a narrative to our black people. The media pushes a narrative to our black people for us to break each other down. So when you're doing something that they don't want you to do, or you get into a place that they don't want you to be there, and you didn't find places, then they try to break you down. They try to steal your joy and everything that you're doing. So you have to have common knowledge, and that's the one thing that we don't have, but I have to give it to my people, because we have gotten better. We have started picking up books. We have started to question Christianity.
Yes.
We have started to question the laws of the land, and therefore, as a people, we are becoming stronger. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we are.
I just feel like it's all a part of an agenda. be mindful of the agendas that are being pushed to us. But, you know, yeah, go on.
Yeah, because, you know, and then, like I said, my wife, she gets mad when I say this, but I hate to say it, man, but a lot of the stuff came up under the Obama administration. It's just like, yo, man, like, he did so much for homosexuality to the point that, you know, why they are so empowered now. And then you see, because they're
right.
in prominent positions a lot of times, so they are able to push their agenda because they run certain things. You know, they are due to Apple. Steve Jobs, the dude that took over.
He had to push their agenda.
So, you know, you got, you know, just gay men in prominent positions. And, you know, like, it's just, so, you know, it's just, and then this whole Me Too movement, all that came up out of that, you know, the Obama administration, like, all that stuff kind of just came. And then, and the reason why I do kind of lean towards Trump a lot of times, because I like Trump being, I keep saying, this is my new word for 2019 going into 2020. Man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy that he's flexing his muscle. Like, nah, fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Y'all try to get me sewing up when he said,
you know, Trump like
off camera. Yeah, when I off camera when he said,
hey, grab my shoe and kiss him in the mouth.
Yeah. Locker room talk. And I felt that. I'm like, then So that's why I kind of rock with that. He's not falling. He's not crumpling.
And then America gets upset and say,
like,
oh
that.
My God, what is he talking about? But they say anything that the news pushes as an agenda to be bad, then you're going to say that. You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. Like, you let somebody do that if they had some money. Listen, it wouldn't be a Me Too movement. It wouldn't be a Bill Cosby movement. It wouldn't be a R. Kelly movement if these women wouldn't let you do that if you had money. So let's not forget the fact that when you have money, these women, they allow you to do whatever you want to do to them and don't get in the public and act like, oh, my so it's just a whole narrative that the media has took and switched up. You making it seem like the guys are bad. Well, they couldn't be bad if the women didn't allow this to happen to them. So, I mean, yes, I said allow this to happen to them. Stop putting yourself in positions. You done heard about it. If you heard R. Kelly was playing with little girls, why are you going to take your little ass over there? As a parent, you done heard this before. R. Kelly been in the court system. R. Kelly been out here in the limelight, but you still got... What's going over there? Come on now. I've been in Hollywood for a long time, and I mean literally Hollywood, okay? That's what goes down over there. If you got money, listen, that shit like Vegas, what goes on there stays there, period.com. But then you got these people, these new age snitches, that's feeling like, oh, okay, well, we're going to tell what's going on over here now. No, you want to tell what's going on, and then you getting these old folks that their money done dried up, and you shooting them a couple of dollars to come and tell their story. They don't care about the repercussions. They just got to have it or something, and this little money going to come in handy for them, so they going to tell it. They going to feel like they can get a new start. That's the narrative that they push to you. You get a new start if you step out here and tell your story, not understanding that it was a rule against snitching. You would be blackballed for snitching. Now they've taken this and made this seem like it's so okay to start snitching when y'all brought this upon yourself.
That's all that Me Too shit is. But I digress, because
a lot of people won't understand what I'm talking about. You've never been in the limelight, if you've never been on that side, you wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. You wouldn't understand where I'm coming from. It's not a normal world. You know, nothing about being in the limelight is normal, period. It's nothing about it is normal. It's not how, you know, we don't think like normal people. We don't move like normal people. The parties aren't like normal parties. Anything that you're invited to, you're low-key. You know, you got to sign non-disclosure agreements, you know what I'm saying, for conversations. And the conversations don't be about nothing, but whatever it was about, you can't say it because that's just how life goes. And more people are starting to make people sign non-disclosure agreements, you know what I'm saying, future. You know, to get up on the future, you got to sign the NDA. You know what I'm saying? Certain things you can't even talk about, period.com.
When your money get long,
huh?
I said, when your money gets long, that's just certain you think you got to do because everybody's trying to come up with
this. Yeah, man, these folks have been doing this. So they've been getting grabbed by the pussy and kissed in the mouth. So, I mean, just because Trump said it,
so
it's a travesty, get the fuck.
So,
But
I'm gonna make a shirt. Put that on now. Fuck that.
So this is real talk, man. So I just don't like. I mean, look, it just seems like it's so accepted to just be gay and be transgender, but the moment I want to be mannish and just, you know, be a man and do man shit, that I'm
toxic
a pervert.
Toxic masculinity, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, like, so
right.
So that's why I'm like,
right.
Hashtag, you know,
I agree. We don't teach them how to be mannish and how to like girls. We don't teach boys how to like girls, but we can teach boys how to dress up. We can teach boys that it's okay to play dress up and makeup and tights and all that, but it's not okay. Because as a society, we mimic what we see. You know what I'm saying? Well, a man, his father wasn't there. The odds of him not being there for his child is even greater. We see some shoes that everybody wearing. Guess what? They're going to start going to wear them. That's how they call influencers. So if the branding market is get people to talk about what you're doing and other people will buy it, why do you not think that the branding market for their agenda of being gay is not them using people to influence other people to be the same way? That's why I monitor what my kids watch. No, we're not playing makeup. No, we're not playing walking high heels and tights. We're not playing booty shorts. Let me come in and catch one of my sons trunk, and I'm going to drop kick that bitch on the camera, okay?
Yo,
bitch, boom,
exactly.
To the floor. How are you going to be seeing me barning out, and I'm going to be smiling at my mugshot, because bitches ain't that type of party.
I can't wait till I get me a little dude, and all my cousins. And,
stop lying.
And
you said you didn't want a baby.
No, but I'm saying, I can't wait to what I do. Hey, so look, I'm just going to grab him up and, like, you know, tackle him one time just to show him some man shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I came up from. Like, you know,
shit.
My cousin,
he going to tackle you first.
You just got to wrestle real quick. You know what I'm saying? Just to show. That's just, you know, we slap boxing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
say
that if you want. The kids are sneaky at. You gonna try to start that shit if you want to, but you're gonna be sitting down in your couch minding your business, and they gonna come out of nowhere and put you in a chokehold.
Exactly.
No, fuck that. No,
my little dude, just know. You know, hey, so you're gonna walk past me, I'm just gonna have to just yoke him up real quick just to show him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga,
shit
out my son.
And I don't want you playing with no little girls and they dials.
Yeah, smooth. And how many sons you got?
Outside.
Like, 8?
Nah, I ain't got no 8.
Yeah.
How many boys
you
got?
Oh,
you
know.
Shit, right now I got three boys and 2 on the way.
Wow. Got a little squad, man. Got starting 5.
Yeah.
Three, you know, 2 on the way. Starting 5.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man? So, yeah, man. So, that's what I just wanted to ask. So, I really like what y'all had to say about that, because that was an interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? Make men again. Hashtag mannish. So, I guess it's, you know, so it's 10 o'clock, so I guess I'll get into my world-famous chop-up. It's kind of a light week, you know what I'm saying, this week, to be honest with you, but, you know, I got a few things I can talk about. So,
R. Kelly got hit with 11 more charges.
Oh, yeah, let's just get that off. Like, they coming at my man R. Kelly. They coming at him, man, like 11 more charges. So they just trying to
make
sure
one bitch,
all his money dry.
Like, they make it sound like they make it sound like them 11 is from 11 different people. It's for one person. One of the bitches from the TV show. It's all about propaganda. When a motherfucker hear 11, you think like, God damn, until you actually research the shit.
Yeah.
Then you find it for one damn person.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, R. Kelly, he seems to keep being a step ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time you think they got him, you know, he get away. You know, he get out of it. So
it's like a
like
San Diego.
Yeah, and then, you know, this whole mute R. Kelly shit, that's some bullshit, man. Like, how you even gonna say, that's just some more, like, you know, make shit gay again, you know what I'm saying? Like, or make shit gay, whatever. Because they just don't want, you know, R. Kelly is, you know, like, his music is sexual. I mean, it's sexual from a male-female perspective, not no male-male shit, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck that.
Meanwhile, the motherfucker who started the Me Too movement ain't never went to court yet. Harvey Weinstein.
That. Well, they did hit him in his pockets, though. $44 million ain't nothing to sneeze.
Oh, I'm sorry. They hit him in his pockets, but ain't Bill Cosby in jail?
Yeah.
But
Harvey Weinstein
started this shit. But Bill Cosby done went to court, got prosecuted, and everything.
Right.
Think about it.
Hey. Well, I get it. I get it, man. It's, you know, Bill's my guy.
All right.
Man. And, you know, what's fucked up about it is it, right when it was about to get past the, what is statute of limitations or whatever they call it, that's how you knew it was some conspiracy theories, because right before when it was about to be up where she couldn't say nothing, you know, all of a sudden she's saying something, you know, that somebody had to get in her ear like, nah, like, you know, you need to get out of him before it gets to the point where you can't. And that's when, you know, railroaded Bill Cosby. But, you know, at the same time, you got to, you know, you reap what you sow, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to just totally cable for Bill, because, you know, Bill, like, come on, man. I guess, you know, he had got away with it a couple times, and that was just, like, go-to move, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Man, did you follow the case?
What's up?
Did you follow the case? You do realize, like, they had to try him twice. You notice that, right? They had to try him twice. As a matter of fact, the first time they tried him, he didn't even have to get on the stand because they had nothing on him. You see what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the only reason why he got convicted this time because he got on the stand and said, I don't even like sex. The jurors came out and said that shit. But I digress. You know what I'm saying? The fuck, motherfucker, at least follow the shit you're going to speak on. You got the dick.
I'm too serious. Come on, let's not say that. You're something totally innocent. I mean, it's fucked up. I mean, you know, Harvey Weinstein, I guess, was able to pay the $44 million not go to jail and just put him in his pockets. And Bill Cosby is in jail right now, and Bill Cosby is an icon, and, you know, you know, more good than bad, but, you know, I digress, man. You know, so that's
he got arrested before charges was even brought against him.
Right.
So we
forget
that part. We forget that part. Motherfucker that booked him and everything. Ain't no charges brought against the motherfucker. He was already arrested and booked and shit like that. Like, what? Fingerprinted.
I don't want to see Bill Cosby in jail. I can't wait for him to get out.
How you going? Listen, this is what I want to know. How y'all mad at Bill Cosby for doing the same thing? These bitches knew. Like they said, I ain't say y'all. Like the bitches said on the set, they knew what was going to happen to them going there, but they wanted to go for the role. So how you going to get mad that motherfucking Bill Cosby catered to a junkie motherfucking habit? Bitch, well, you ain't put them hoes in jail for being junkies and doing drugs. Oh, my gosh. It was just such a terrible time, and my life spiraled out of control. Bitch, you been doing drugs.
I gotta keep the show balanced. All right, so look, hold on. I can't think of his name right now, but it's a football player right now. What's his name? Darren Sharper. Hey, yo, Smoot.
That's a mistake right there. That's something different. We can't use Darren Sharper and Bill Cosby in the same breath, because when Bill was doing it was an illegal. It was a difference. It was an illegal when Bill was doing it. You see what I'm saying?
I watched the Cosby Show. Cosby Show's my favorite
show. And they
too.
Said that they went there. They said that they knew what he was going to do when you went there.
Right.
So why are they not being held accountable? Why these bitches get the ball free?
Hold on. Motherfucker, Darren Sharp used to come down here because, you know, you used to play for the Saints. Darren Sharp used to come down here, dope them hoes up inside the club, take them to the room, and then have multiple people smashed. Bill, on the other hand, back in the day before this shit became illegal,
and his own house, chilling.
Right, like you come to the house, you come to a party.
They coming to him.
Right, you come to the club. You want some Quaaludes? You went to Bill for the Quaaludes. You went there to go to sleep. Darren Sharp is something totally different. They ain't go there to get
look.
Drunk.
He old.
I like
he old. His boss Polly Rico. So no, he owed his boss Polly Rico. So let me let him put me to sleep and get what he wants. Yeah, but he still would look old when he was young. So trust me, I know how it goes. So motherfucker like, I ain't attracted to him. He was always the older one towards these young women. So well, if he put me to sleep and take it, then it's all good. Then you want to turn back around 20 to 40 years later and say how your life has changed behind that. No, bitch, your life been changed. You been doing drugs before you got to Bill House, bitch. That's why you was okay. We're going to Bill motherfucking house. Now it's a sin. It's an issue when somebody say something in the workplace. Do you know how many people fucking in the workplace? Now you want to be the snitch?
That's
you know what I'm saying? Come on now. I don't work for a paycheck.
Sharpie used to drug your ass up and run a train on you. Like, multiple dicks was in you.
Okay, hold on. Darren Sharper, what Darren Sharper did and what Bill Cosby did, it's the same shit. It's just Sharper did it at the club, Bill Cosby.
No. It's not the same shit. Because these women knew what they was going to Bill Cosby house to do. They was in the club. First of all, when you go to a club.
When Bill was doing it. Fuck all that. It was illegal when Bill was
doing it. No, let me tell you something. Let me break some rules down to you to this game. Let me break some rules down to this game, right? The game don't change, just the bitches in it. Slippers don't motherfucking count. That's number one. So if you were in the club and a bitch able to slip something in your motherfucking drink, bitch, you deserve that shit. Because the number one rule in the club is to keep your drink covered. They got to get your motherfucking own drink. Period.com. Yes. That's just like an escort.
We're talking about in the beginning. We're talking about before the rules.
No, we talking about Bill Cosby. We talking about, but... Since I've been in the game, I'm 37. I jumped off the porch at 18. You know what I'm saying? So when I jumped off, check the fuck up. When I jumped off the porch, those was the rules of the game. Don't never let nobody give you no drink. Keep your motherfucking drink covered in the club. So if you let the motherfucker drug you in the club, bitch, you motherfucking slippers don't count. That's just like an escort going to a motherfucker house to do a date, and you do your date before you get your money. Bitch, if he run off on you, hoe, you just ran off on. Bitch, slippers don't count. Bitch, get your money first. It's rules to this game. So don't come in this game trying to play grown folks motherfucking games and then cry when you get caught.
Your own drink.
They knew that. They knew not to go to Bill Cosby house.
Yeah.
Exactly. You go there, but they knew it. The girl said it. She said, we already knew what was going to happen, but we went because we needed a role. You want somebody to feel sorry. You went there because you needed a role. The industry was slow, and he had all the positions. So now you knew what you was doing, but you're going to charge Bill because you set Bill up. Bitch, you set Bill up. Bitch, you know he got the good work over there. Bitch, you know you don't want to play with the wrinkle balls. Bitch, you don't want to fuck the old man, the man that look old while he young. You know this. So you going to put him in a position and go over there. Fuck that. I don't see that. This shit real talk. Slippers don't count. Bitch, you hoes ain't getting indicted. He don't need to be indicted. Period.
Slippers count.
Slippers
count. Yeah, slippers count. That's all
I'm gonna move on from that because that's a hot topic. So that's just a hot.
What ain't this hot topic, motherfucker? What the fuck you mean?
The thought was interesting. Was this? I'm not into wrestling. I stopped watching wrestling probably in like 92. You know what I'm saying?
How
you got into wrestling and talk about you gonna have a son and just go wrestle him? That shit's gay too. You fuck around, he gonna shock the shit at you. You go grab him and he turn around and grab you from behind, nigga. You'll be like, where you learned that move from?
That's what I'm saying. You better be careful with that shit.
It's a rite of passage. You know, wrestling is a rite of passage. So, you know, when I was a little dude, I used to watch wrestling. You know what I'm saying? But then I got older and I stopped, you know, got into rap.
A rite of passage.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
What I'm just trying to get at is there's so you should have some, you know, stuff to say about this. So I'm going to get your take on this because in the news now, it's this new wrestling federation called All Elite Wrestling.
AEW. They just came out with their pay-per-view last week.
Yeah, okay. Did you see it or you just heard about it?
No, I watched the shit.
Oh, shit. So how was it?
That shit was gangster. It was beautiful.
All right, so look, I'm wondering, is it kind of like, because, you know, if you're a wrestling head like I used to be, like, is it kind of like NWA was back in the day, you know? Like, you know how you had WWF and you had NWA. NWA was a little bit more gangster, you know? Whereas WWF
was more like
more commercial.
It was a cross between AEW and WCW before Hulk Hogan. And them came into play. You know what I'm saying? It was mostly entertainment. It was mostly wrestling, few talking. And they put on a good ass show.
Oh, that's what's up. All right. Well, look, I think that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Vince McMahon needs some competition.
Two men,
you know what I'm saying,
fondling each other is gay. Now, and when we grew up, you know, it was slap boxing. And it was
that
it was
one
fight.
Two men in the room. She got mad because these motherfuckers fucked
right.
her
look,
in the room.
That's right. They're gay, but bisexual. Yeah. But my thing is, two men wrestling with each other, that's gay.
So,
well, look, well, let me
yeah,
put it though, because it's kind of interesting. A lot of people are following the story. So, you know, shout out to this. It's owned by a guy named Shahid Khan, who is also the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, you know, it's interesting. And so this is the point I was just trying to make is, you know, I used to like wrestling back in the day. And like I said, wrestling, you know, I was watching
you
wrestling
like
at a young age. And it taught, you know, I probably shouldn't have been watching it, like, maybe in retrospect, because it taught people how to just get got. You know what I'm saying? If you watched NWA back in the 80s, you learned how to, like, just jump people. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Ric Flair fight somebody, and then all of a sudden, you start losing, and then the whole crew gets stumped out. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dusty Rhodes, Barry Windham getting stumped out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know that's a lot of gangs started, you know, just following the wrestling. So, but I used to love that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit was raw as hell. You know what I'm saying? And WWF was cool. It was a little more commercial. But back in the day, in the 80s, you know, when you had Hulk Hogan and, I mean, old, young looking dudes, too. But, you know, with that Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, you know, Junkyard Dog, like back in the day, British Bulldogs, all that stuff. So that's what wrestling was wrestling. And then, you know, once it got to the 90s, I kind of tapered off. You know what I'm saying? I stopped watching it. And then now I can't even. Then I, you know, I went into it a little bit towards the end of the 90s when Hulk Hogan went to WCW and he was the NWO and it had Goldberg and then,
like
Stone Cold. That was late 90s.
No,
that was like
90, 94. 98, 97,
no, 94.
No, because WCW ended in 99. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
So it was 94 when Hogan went to WCW.
Okay, and when he was NWO, what year was that?
96.
About
They only had a two-year run.
I'm vaguely into it at that point. And then it did have like a little resurrection when Stone Cold came out. And then The Rock, and then after that, I totally fell off. Like, The Rock was like my last hurrah of wrestling. But then I know it's getting momentum again. I know a lot of people talk about it, and like you said, you just watch it. So obviously, you know, you keep up with it, especially if you're not little. Maybe if I had like a little, you know, a little man or something like that. Like I told you, write a package. Maybe I would probably maybe into it if he was watching it. So, bottom line, I just think it's cool. I think Vince McMahon just got too commercial, became like a soap opera for men. I loved it when it was WWF. Once it turned to WWE and they just bought up WCW and they combined it, it just got too commercial for me and it turned me off. But now, like you said, this AEW, it just seems like it's back to that NWA type of flavor. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'll, you know, kind of keep my ear to the street on that. So, but that was some interesting news. Also, speaking of, you know, sport, I guess, I don't know if anybody keep up with boxing like I do.
Boxing, that motherfucker got knocked out.
Yeah, man. So, yo, Anthony Joshua, man, come on, man. He got TKO'd by this dude that looked like, what was the dude from Mike Tyson Punch Out that I used to like? What was his name?
Speaking of Mike Tyson and Whack 100, they got into it. They did a podcast sit down and Mike Tyson beat up Whack. I think that's his name, the guy from the East Coast. And he was showing his pills, like his pain pills. He had Mike Tyson gave him a headache. You know, I'm like, you know, it's okay to be hard. He was like, you know, win, lose, or draw. You know, two grown men sat down to have a conversation, and we couldn't, you know, resolve it, and it led to punches, and it's nobody's fault. That's just how grown men get down. So you basically got on social media dry snitching about you getting beat up. You know, like, I stood my ground. It don't matter if it was Mike Tyson. I stood my ground.
Mike,
yes, he beat me up.
Mike,
you know. How would you go against Mike Tyson? So that was kind of weird
that somebody thought it was okay to go.
I'll go a few rounds today. Now, you're talking about 82, 83 and all this, but today I'll go a few rounds.
That's what he thought too, and Mike Tyson did him in dirty. So, he was like, Mike, you'll hit hard.
But you're going to last longer.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't trying to be no chump, but I don't want to with Tyson.
Andy Ruiz put them hands on fucking Anthony Joshua. I seen that shit last night. I'm watching that motherfucking fight. Man, it was a good ass fight. Everybody went down. Yeah. Joshua fucked around, put Ruiz down in the third round. Ruiz turned around, put Joshua down twice in the third round. I said, God damn,
this
going.
Damn, this happened in the third round too? So it wasn't even in the later rounds. It was in the third round?
No. That's how it started off.
Oh, that's how it started.
Like, Joshua put Ruiz down in the third round, and then Ruiz came back and put Joshua down twice in the third round, and then they made it to the fourth round. Motherfucker like, oh, shit. But after that, Bird was on the pop. By the time it came down to the seventh round, fuck. Boy, he was popping his little ass.
But the referee stopped.
Yeah, but I think the referee stopped the fight too soon. Because Joshua got up. Like, as soon as he got knocked down, he got right back up and shit like that. He was able, in my opinion, to continue. But the referee like, man, fuck it, dog. You done got knocked down like 6-7 times in this fight. So.
Yeah, girl, I was confused. I was like, yo, was it a KO? Because I'm like, he didn't get knocked down three times in a round, but he was just woozy off that second one. He was just like, nah, forget it. You're done. And plus, you already got knocked down a couple other times.
Yeah, right. No, he got knocked down, like, I want to say, like, damn, I think he got knocked down three times in the seventh round. But he kept getting up, though. Like, he had lost his foot and shit like that. But he kept getting up. Like, he kept popping up like, nigga, what's up? But, you know,
if you get knocked down three times in one round, that's a technical knockout, TKO.
No, it depends on the rules that you are fighting by, the unified rules. Like, you know what I'm saying? Only the referee, only the referee or the fucking doctor can stop the fight, but it just depends. If the three knockout rules is being enforced.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Sometimes it's not a force. Okay, that's what was confusing me. Okay. Oh, yeah. I thought, yeah, man. Shout out to that dude, man. Andy Ruiz, man. Chubby Mexican dude. Chubby to Anthony Joshua. And, you know what? What pisses me off about
him. But he's going to die in the rematch, though. He's dead. Oh, the rematch. Woo! Oh, yeah. You got away today, bitch, but I'm going to kill you the next time.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Joshua, get him in the next time.
There's no way. Yeah, because, like, for one, when you watch the fight, everybody forget, man. Look. Andy Ruiz was a last-minute replacement because Big Baby Miller was supposed to fight. Big Baby Miller was supposed to fight.
A replacement?
Right. Hey, what the fuck do you mean? Well, you ever got in a ring before? You prepared for one person. Your muscle memory is for that one person. You fight somebody else.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. You know, so, like, he trained for somebody else, and that's probably why, you know, he had the training, you know, with this Anthony Ruiz. The only thing that Styles big fights, and anything can happen. So, you know, Mike Tyson said it best. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's tough until they get hit in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Everybody got a plan until they get hit in the mouth.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, everybody got a plan until they get hit in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Things change. But the only thing that just, you know, you're supposed to be that dude. You know, everybody wanted the Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder fight. You know what I'm saying? That's
the
fight everybody wanted to see.
But neither one of them is the champ. Tyson Fury is the champ. You see what I'm saying? Tyson Fury is the lineal champ. They have all the belts, but Tyson Fury is the champ because Tyson Fury is the man who beat the man. You see what I'm saying?
Tyson Fury fight, it was a draw. Yeah, that's right. That's what happened.
That was bullshit. Tyson Fury won that fight, but yeah, I
digress. Yeah, he did. I give it to you. I think Tyson Fury definitely outboxed him. You know what I'm saying? Am I saying Dante or Deontay? Which one?
Deontay.
It don't matter. So Deontay, it's not like he's going to whoop our ass. His name wrong. But, he definitely got outclassed in that Tyson Fury fight. I'll give it to you. Like, Tyson Fury, he fought, man. And I would give it to Tyson Fury because, you know, Deontay Wilder was looking for the knockout, and dude was a skilled fighter, man. Big goofy dude, man. But, he had some skills, you know, on the boxing tip. So, I'm checking for Tyson Fury. You know what I'm saying? That would be an interesting rematch right there. But still, like, this freaking Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua fight should have happened a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing that pisses me off. Like, they wait, then somebody loses, and now the fight is tainted. It's not going to be, you know, what you're expecting because you want to see two undefeated people fight and then, you know,
right.
The winner win. So, you know, that kind of just pissed me off. But shout out to, Andy Ruiz, man. He fought the fight of his life, man. You know, like I said, this is the other part that pissed me off with Joshua. Like you said, everybody got a plan for the head in the mouth. But, just his conditioning alone, you would have thought, like, dude was so out of shape, and this dude was mad in shape. Like, yo, man, like, where's your job? Just to
wait a minute.
Did you just say at that point
the dude was out of shape? Do you not remember George Foreman when he came back out of retirement with the big ass gut, but he was still knocking motherfuckers out? He won the championship with a fucking big ass gut. Hey, boxing skill ain't got nothing to do with muscle. Right. Muscles don't make you a good fighter, though. Muscles don't make you a good fighter. The last motherfucker that had real muscles was Mike Tyson. And that's because of his short ass stature. That's it.
Yeah, but that's what it was, though. I mean, that's in the heavyweight division. You know what I'm saying? Usually you ain't going to be a heavyweight champion chubby like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I saw that Foreman fight with Evander Holyfield, and Foreman was definitely out of shape. He was an old man by that time. But if you look at Foreman when he fought Ali and all that, when it was heyday, that's when he was fit. You see what I'm trying to say is, all right, this guy won, but nine times out of ten. I ain't going to say that
because, like, your boy, Andy Ruiz, he has skills. You see what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker, just because he's fat don't mean he don't know how to fight. He has skills, and he has knockout power.
Yes,
simple as that.
Anthony Joshua, he's supposed to be our dude. Come on, man. He's supposed to be.
Anthony Joshua had too much muscle. Like, he was too stiff. You see what I'm saying? Like, when you watch that damn fight, he just got too big.
I can't wait to see it again. But you would have thought, like, he could have been able to just cover it up and, like, you know, just the stamina alone, because dude is in shape, but like you said, he is stiff and a little slow. You know what I'm saying? He's not as quick. And that's one thing I'm looking at, thing I see about him, like, he's a scrapper, man. He's not a boxer at all. That's a lot of, you know, Tyson Fury, outbox him in that last fight. So, you know, bottom line, though, it's some cool players out here. You know, it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll see how it goes, man. So, I really wanted to see that. I was pumped up to see that Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, that's just kind of rolled a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
They had the same.
You know what I'm saying?
It don't really matter because they ain't champs anyway. Ain't none of them the champs until they beat Tyson Fury. They had to strip Tyson Fury of his fucking belt. Tyson Fury is the one who beat Vladimir Klitschko. You see what I'm saying? Tyson Fury is the champ. Tyson Fury went crazy, started smoking coke and shit. They stripped the man of his belt, about a week after he won the belt.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It is what it is. Y'all need to go see Tyson Fury before y'all can call yourselves a damn champ. Fuck wrong with y'all.
Exactly. All right. So what's the fight you looking for? You must win. So you want to see? Judging by what you're saying, it seems like you want to see the rematch with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
I want to see Deontay Wilder fight Ortiz again. That's who he's about to fight now. Because Ortiz was whipping that ass. Ortiz was beating the shit out of Deontay Wilder, but Wilder hit him at the last minute, got him on the chin, like, damn. So, I want to see that fight right there.
Okay, I got to see what's Ortiz. I'm sleeping. I don't think I've seen him fight. All right, so look, I'm going to check for that. All right, so, this is the world famous chopper. We got about 3 more minutes left. Couple of things, One last thing I'll say, always keep my ear to the street as far as the music. Shout out to Jim Jones. The album I'm bumping this week is called El Capo. I just got hit for it earlier today. One of my songs was like, yo.
You guys, make sure you check out the new MissLovelyBlack.com, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK .com.
Now, we forgot
you was alive, girl. You can actually you can go to the YouTube, my YouTube page from there. Please like some videos and subscribe to my YouTube to the YouTube channel. Keep in mind, Deranged Baby Mama 2 is coming out June the 13th. You can pre-order that now on Amazon. All of my book titles are available on Amazon and Google Books. All 7 are available on Amazon and Google Books for ebook. And they are on Amazon and so many more places for the paperback. Each book that's out now has a paperback version. So make sure you support the cause. Even a simple retweet or share is worth it. 60 seconds, Mobians, take it out.
All right, so yeah, definitely, follow the show's Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, and I spelled, T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it.
be on the lookout too. You know what I'm saying? My adult film collection got a little too heavy. So I'm gonna start slinging some DVDs on there. So, you know, definitely follow that follow the handle.
Man, I got porn from the 90s still in the wrapper. What's happening?
Exactly. I'm selling some of mine. Get on this Twitter thing, man. See what I got. You know what I'm saying? You know, add to the collection. So, definitely, I got some classics.
Check out Black Ice Productions.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
10 seconds.
All right, so look.
Hold that ass,
you know,
24.
Come up with some
tonight, people.
Okay.
See you guys next Sunday.
Yo,
get at MoBenz on Twitter.
Oh.
MoBenz.
And
MoBenz on Instagram. Peace out.
Be on the lookout for the retweet. For the show. Come on, friend. I want to listen. Next week, y'all. Peace.
Peace.